from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Well, that, and there's the name.
Afternoons on the Score.
On Hard Knocks, the recap of this game will be Liam Schreiber talking about Brett Rypien and receiver Colin Johnson.
But there's no doubt now.
Third down and four. End zone, why not? How about some more? Number 80, Colin Johnson, and Liam get ready to say his name into the microphone.
Anything for a fan, Joe.
Anything for a fan, Joe. Unfortunately, Kay Adams just canceled, so got a little bit more time on our hands now. It's upsetting, but we'll catch up with her at some point, I'm sure.
It's all good. It, truth be told, and I think this is this show's superpower, if I may be so bold, we need nothing.
Oh, yeah. No. We need each other.
That's all I mean.
Yeah, we just need each other.
This four-pack.
That's right.
This four-pack right here.
That's right.
We need absolutely nothing
to
do 4 hours of rock'em sock'em entertaining sports adjacent radio.
So
let the record show that you're holding up a 4-pack of long snapper IPA.
Yeah. That's the 4-pack that we need.
That's something we need.
Speaking of which, you got any beer in the fridge?
This 4-pack.
It feels like maybe it's beer o'clock.
You can't say sports adjacent, by the way.
I'm not
allowed to say that.
All
right. That's trademarked.
My bad. 2:46 is beer time, huh?
No beer, but we've got whiskey back there.
Greg Overtone brought us a good bottle
of
bourbon.
A little heavy for right
Calumet
now.
Calumet Farms 15-year.
Right? Yeah. He said it was for Wani Toasts.
Wani not in studio today. It sucks. He called me this morning. Shane, I'm golfing, but I can do it. I said, okay, well, will you be golfing during the interview? He said, no, I'll be at home.
Okay. So it doesn't matter what he's doing beforehand.
I forgot to let you guys know how much I've been thinking about Wani lately, because Kamala Harris is calling her vice presidential candidate coach.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a coach. He took a team from 0-27 to a state championship.
Hey, man, it's a great coaching record, and he seems to have been a good coach, but it's indicative that even if once you become congressman and mayor and VP nominee, you're still just coach, because it doesn't get better than that, you know? It
doesn't get better than that and...
coach.
And it plays.
It does play.
I mean, come on.
Hey, man, Wani uses it.
That's what I'm saying. Plays, yeah. And who doesn't like Wani?
Dude, I love being called coach by Dave Wanstead.
I got a question about Kamala. I don't want to be problematic, but I have a question.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. No, this is why we don't need guests.
Aren't you glad you mentioned this?
I am not.
No, it's not about politics.
Here we go.
It's not about politics.
Are you kidding me? Coach.
I'm not
please.
Coach.
Here we go, Tony.
Last night I did start working on a little bit of a Kamala impression. I allowed to do that?
I'm going
to
say no. I'm going to say no on that.
Let's not workshop it on the air. Let's at least hear it off the air first.
Okay. All right.
Before you go. Yeah. Is that a good reaction?
Is it a visual impression?
No, it's vocal.
Okay.
And we're going to do that, right?
Yeah, no.
I'm getting there. No.
Yeah. Take your time. Take your time.
I'm going to work on it some more.
All right, good.
But
good.
She lives her
life. That's time well spent.
She has her grandmother's.
That's time well spent.
I'm going to work on it.
Okay, good.
Working with a coach.
So, look, I heard you and Shane. You and Shane talking about Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, in the 5 o'clock hour, as I was on my way somewhere, but I was listening to the radio show, And it was
somewhere.
Ooh, how mysterious.
Yes.
Where were you?
It's almost if a picture wasn't tweeted.
Yeah. You could say you were at the Terry Bores dinner. It's okay.
I was invited to the Terry Bores dinner for the first time. Yeah. Very exciting.
I wasn't. I just showed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Danny was there.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, but it's, so as we're driving to the Terry Bores dinner, which we could talk about later if we want, but the...
Well, now we can, given that you told us
I spilled the beans.
Yeah.
But anyway, I heard you guys talking about Hard Knocks, and I've been dying to share, like, just one pervasive takeaway, and we can go into any of the details, of course, but like the show I thought completely and utterly lived up to the excitement anticipation that I had for it, and I talked to some friends who agreed in that sense, but I gotta say, it was fun, it was exciting, it was invigorating, but mostly, you know what, you know what it felt? It felt wholesome. It felt like nice, like legitimately just really wholesome and nice. And we know these people to the extent that we can know anybody. And it felt like we were kind of inside the wholesomeness. Like to see Eberflus, who comes off really earnest and just like genuine, simple football guy, in awe of his mentor Saban and that stuff in there. Keenan Allen happy for DJ Moore that he got the extension.
Yeah.
You know, Colin Johnson excited about the opportunity. Caleb giggling about his terrible karaoke moment. Like
Jonathan Owens with Simone Biles.
Yeah, man. It's like all of this stuff.
Slip and slide.
Dude's on a slip and slide.
It's a death trap.
It's like there's so much ugliness in our world and our sports world, and there's so much room for debate and consternation, even on the Bears. We're finding it with Nate Davis and all of that stuff and worried about everything. It just felt like an hour of a really nice story, nice, wholesome story to sit in and sports. I at the end of the hour, I was like, God, that was pleasurable. And I just felt like morally solid and filled up by it. And I wondered if there's people among the listeners who felt that in a way of like all of our messiness that's out there. I was left with like a wholesome niceness that I was really thankful for, frankly.
Beautifully put. 312-644-6767. I would say to you,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
That is what PR is supposed to do.
I'm aware.
You know, and I don't mean it that judgmentally if it comes across that way. I just mean it like it is curated. That is a curated television show that is supposed to be,
I get it,
public relations.
But don't you ever suspend your disbelief and watch something that lets you feel nice, whether it's a rom-com or some other kind of program or whatever. So there was a little bit of that going on. But to your point, I have not watched much of Hard Knocks in the last 6 years.
Okay? Yeah.
I haven't. So maybe their particular brand of curation is not something I'm desensitized to at this point, even though I kind of know what's coming. But it's also like, we know the players. We know these people. We'd already heard about the pool party. We'd already heard about all this stuff. So it was like, oh, we're getting to see some more details on it. So
it's just, it, as a texter puts it, it's good vibes.
It's really good vibes.
It would be.
And I was starved for them.
Well, yeah, but this whole Bears thing is good vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to really mess this up for this to go poorly. I think there will be something that comes out of it that is negative at some point.
For sure.
Because it's almost impossible for it not to. But I would be floored if something happened during the course of these episodes where it dampened enthusiasm and positivity around the Bears. I'd be floored by it.
Yeah, well, for sure. And there, I'm sure there'll be things that come up that we can discuss, and we can discuss any of it. But like yesterday, I heard you and Shane talking about there should have been more Caleb, you know, or like, why wasn't there more Caleb? And I was like, shut up, you people, to my showmates as I was listening to the radio show, because I was like, I was filled with such good vibes from the thing. I wasn't ready. I didn't want to listen to a debate about what was good, what was bad, and where we're going. And it's
I'm
okay.
Sorry we disappointed you.
You didn't. It's just that I wasn't here.
So you could listen,
chance.
But you couldn't be here?
Well, he was going to the dinner that we weren't invited to.
We had so many options to connect remotely.
Yeah. I was going. You guys didn't get your non-invitation to that dinner?
Yeah, no.
No, Terry hates me. Terry Borges has hated my
really,
guts for years.
Shane, it was really just a product of, wait a minute, this is our show. This is my show where I get a chance to talk about it. I just want to sit in those good vibes for a moment. And so now that's why I wanted to make sure we got it out here early on in the show.
What did you hear? Did you hear Dan? Did you stay for the last segment of the show when we made fun of him for calling slip and slides literal death traps?
Wait, was Dan invited to the dinner?
He was.
Yeah, they worked together for a long time.
He made fun of the size of Terry's childhood home. He was invited to the dinner. I've done nothing but compliment the man.
Yeah, the man's a legend.
We played like a 2-minute chunk of Dan just waxing poetic on the different horrors that could come from slip and slides.
Yeah.
We didn't put I tried to save Studs. Studs at one point said, there could be a rock under there.
Yeah, so I was in the car with Bernstein, and when you said that, it's like, I cut the part out where Studs is like, there could be a rock under there. And so Bernstein was like, well, at least he cut it out.
So then he can say it himself.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I couldn't believe how small a house you grew up in.
But that guy got to go to the dinner.
That guy was invited.
Stupid fisherman.
Oh, sat God. Next to him.
There was.
Oh, that's
sat
lovely.
Next to Terry. There was a great moment there last night when I kept wanting Terry to talk, and I was like, anytime we were talking, I was like, you know, can we get Terry to talk more? So at one point I asked Terry a direct question, and Bernsey goes, can I answer that? And I was like, no. In fact, no, I don't want you to answer that.
I've got access to you all the time.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sitting here with Terry Bors, for God's sakes.
Bors going to be on the Cubs for a Cure radio.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's right. He said he mentioned to me, tell Danny whatever he needs. Dan, tell him to get me any info that I need.
Like, yeah,
he's,
no.
He's excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, he's coming on next Thursday afternoon. He'll be on in the early on, in 11 or 12 o'clock hour.
Me and Tanny have been calling it the Thon. What do you think about that? You all right with that?
Little
short hand.
Sure.
Are you doing some Thon work?
Yeah.
Doing some Thon work over there?
Yeah, no. Tanny's been doing a lot of Thon work. He's been doing a lot of Thonning over there. In between Goodfellas treatments. So the man's got a lot of work to do.
When is Charlie Montoya's Goodfellas treatment? 4?
Hopefully never. But yes, we can live in the good vibes of the Bears and also the news of what actually is in our, days away from a debut that has been a long time coming. Parkinson Spiegel at the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.